You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds here. Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win is 2-1. Cameron Jerome to score and Norwich to win 8-1. Derek, we're in November here. And Chelsea lost 7 games in the league already. And to put that into context, Jose Mourinho has never lost 7 games in an entire season managing any team in any league up until now. Jeez. So that's how badly they've done. We're not at Christmas yet.
No, it's incredible. But, you know, these are the champions a few months ago. I mean, we all know they're better than their recent form. Yeovil are better than Chelsea's recent form. But would you back them at these odds to beat Norwich? The simple answer is no. And the reason, they're a basket case. Yeah, the manager is, that's a certain. And the players just don't seem to want to play for them. Where would you get make a case for them to back them at 4-9? Okay, I know it's only Norwich, but this is a team that, you know, had a couple of decent results. Well, a decent result last time out anyway against Swansea. I'm not getting worked up because everybody beat Swansea. But I'm not backing Chelsea at 4-9. They allowed Liverpool to go there a few weeks ago and win convincingly. Southampton won there easily, didn't they, more recently. I just can't have them. I just cannot have Chelsea.
Would you back Norwich?
Well, that's the thing. No, not at these prices. I would want at least 9-1, 10-1.
13-2, so not big short, enough, isn't it?
Yeah, not big enough.
Jeez.
I might go, you know what I might do? I might go for, well, Norwich with a goal star again. What price are Norwich with a 2-goal star? Probably about 4-6.
Yeah, 8-13 they are.
8-13.
So around about that.
Tight, isn't it? Yeah, but I can't see Chelsea wiping the floor with them. That's what I'll do. I'll play safe on a very tricky fixture for me. Norwich with a 2-goal star.
8-13, Mr. Phelps.
God, it's a great imponderable, isn't it? What's going on at Chelsea? No one seems to know. I've got a theory.
Go on.
I think that Chelsea have given their mojo to Leicester. They're in the wrong positions. Oh yeah,
on a three.
Yeah, Leicester are third, scoring goals for fun. Great striker, Chelsea right down there in 16th. They're in the wrong place. I think I'd like to see a. When you look at the top four odds, I was saying I'd like to see a match bet. I know Chelsea would obviously be massive favourites. Chelsea are 11-4 to finish in the top four. Leicester are 12-1. You know, they're already on 25 points. That's 14 ahead of.
I just can't see Chelsea. I can't see Chelsea clawing back. There's 13 points behind out of the places.
So what are they saying then? So in the match bet, who will finish higher, Leicester and Chelsea?
No,
Leicester would be about...
Similar sort of thing, definitely.
Yeah, we're about 2-1. Leicester to finish above Chelsea. I'd have that all day long. Why wouldn't you have that?
Lee doesn't fancy that.
I'm tempted, Derek, with that.
Are you tempted to lay in the 2-1?
14 points is a lot, isn't it? Yeah, I am tempted to lay. I think Chelsea will finish above Leicester end of the season.
Okay.
Do you not think so? You think Leicester will finish with Chelsea end of the season?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not sure. I'd sit on the fence here.
November.
I'll just be the mediator here, I think.
You weakling.
Intermediary between the two parties.
I mentioned one of the very early previews we did, I was reading one of the articles in The Guardian, and I've seen this in a couple of places, actually. This idea that maybe, you know, it's time for Mourinho to kind of, you know, change his thoughts on tactics. Why is he still playing Costa up front on his own? When Remy came on in that last game that they played, in the game against Stoke, it was actually Costa who threaded the ball through when Remy probably should have got a penalty when he didn't go down in the end. And he looked much better playing off Remy, and Remy being the man who's up front. Mm. I think he should start. I don't see why against Norwich you shouldn't be going out there with two men up front now. Put two strikers up front, take some of the pressure off Costa if you have to play him. And change things up a little bit. You know, there's got to be something else coming from these fantastic players than what we're seeing at the minute. I agree wholeheartedly with Derek about the 4-9. It's impossible to back Chelsea at that price. But I'm going to go on the idea that he will play Remy.
Okay.
And I think 11-8 is a much better price in my mind than the 21-20 for Costa at the minute, who, as that article in The Guardian said, is picking more fights than scoring goals at the moment. Own goals are their leading scorer, remember?
Yeah, Loic Remy 11-8 any time for Mr. Phelps, and Derek going with Norwich +2 at 8-13.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.